Well, good morning. I'm too short usually to stand behind, and I'm also Latino, so standing behind anything really isn't within who I am as an A-type personality. So I hope that you'll allow me to journey among you and to be with you as I speak to you for a few minutes. First and foremost, who actually watches the Rebel Rouser? And you don't have to lift your hands, because statistics show that the vast majority of you don't. And you're missing a phenomenal opportunity. You would have gotten the pre-sermon simply by watching the video on the Rebel Rouser. That's my 15-second commercial for that. If you have watched it, you know that they're in an incredible time that Jesus is speaking to the people. That it is a period of time which is known as the little apocalypse. It is the major presentation of Jesus before the passion narratives and has followed the destruction of the temple, which historians think was about 10 to 20 years beforehand. So when the gospel talks about these events, this trembling, this the powers that be, the folks that are there listening to this already have a sense of who he's talking about. It's the Roman Empire. It's those who are oppressing them. It's those who would have their thumb upon the people and the nations and seek to destroy what was, and people saw no hope. Sounds a little bit like 2018. There's so much going on that we wonder, can we get through this nightmare? Will this be the new normal? Will we have to fret and be in dismay every day? Will the America that we knew prior to be the America that comes back? Or are we now this type of people? Is it now acceptable that we have no hope, that we are lied to on a constant basis, and that has become the new normal? My sisters and my brothers, the sermon title is exactly what we need. There has to be more to the story. Despair has to be something that is overcome by the power of more. The fret and the dismay and the pain. Because oftentimes as a chaplain, I saw myself as the love of Christ in the hands and the feet of Christ. But when you walk into a room where a patient is sick, in spite of the fact that I think that I'm God's grace, they often saw me as the angel of death. Because of their despair, uncertainty, and not knowing what's going on. We think that the facade that we see of others is the true person. It is not. It is the facade that we place before us in the midst of everything. How many times have you gotten an honest answer to the question, how are you doing? ¿Cómo estás? What's going on in your life? And we do the good, polite American thing. I'm fine. My life may be a disaster. The situations in the world may be a disaster. I may not be able to see beyond the little tiny light of my life, but I'm fine. I want to give you permission not to be fine. I want to give you permission to be real. I want to give you permission to understand that no matter what the circumstance of your life is, no matter what you see is the oppression and the darkness and the thumbing of your life and your reality, that Christ is ever present and that there is still hope in the world. But hope comes from looking inward, recognizing. In Spanish we say una chispa, which is like a flick of light. The chispa, or the flick, can become powerful light, powerful fire. But we have to look inward. We have to recognize that our present circumstances is not the reality that God intends for us. We have to recognize that there is more than just the powers that want to destroy or oppress, or the reality of jobs that no longer exist that we trained for or that we worked in. There is hope. But you have to look inward. In other words, you have to do some homework. It's not about just finding what's out there. It's about looking at your life and recognizing the blessings that you have, acknowledging all the gifts. And yes, sometimes life sucks. Can the church say amen now? It is. It's difficult and it's hard, but Christ has never forgotten you. Christ, when he says, I want to see my children, my sons and my daughter, sees you, sees the future, sees all of us, because together we can create more than just a chispa. When I recognize that I am blessed, even in the midst of a hurting, broken world, when we recognize that there is hope, even in the midst of the reality before me, I can bring my flick of the light, but I can also connect with you. And if you bring yours, recognizing that there is hope for tomorrow, that there is power in community, that there is power in relationships, that there is power in mutual support, and yes, my brothers and sisters, there is power in vulnerability. Because what I'm willing to dare to say to you, when you dare to ask me, what is tomorrow? What does it look like for you? If I'm willing to be vulnerable and to say, I don't know. I know the pains of today. I know the sufferings that I've gone through and the abuses that I've experienced. It changes the whole dynamic rather than the facade. We are trained in our culture to be polite, to ask, how are you? When we really recognize, I don't care. I've got other things to do. Tell me that you're fine so that I don't have to take responsibility. Well, Jesus is telling them they are not fine, that he recognizes the hurt, the brokenness, the despair, but that there is hope, because hope abides within us. Hope abides within our knowledge of the Christ and our recognition that we are one united people and body. When we dare to be familia or famiglia in Italian or family in English, when we dare to recognize that your blessings are my blessings and your pain is my pain and your joy is my joy and your suffering is my suffering, no longer are we islands unto ourselves. No longer is it about figure it out. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a young person, figure it out. No, let us look inward. Let us mentor each other. Let us journey each other. And let us recognize that there is still hope. And as long as we are alive, and as long as Christ continues to be Christ, and we dare to be a community, hope abides among us and in us. So in this Advent season, as you prepare and await for the Christ, I hope that your life models hope. I hope that your life shines grace upon others. I hope that you dare to join with someone else and not give them the solution, because we're good at that, but rather to sit with them, to listen, to engage, to journey with. I also have a master's in counseling, and I spend over $30,000 to learn two things in 2 years. One, shut up. Two, listen. Bring hope, bring grace by silence, by listening, and by modeling the Christ. Amen.